Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
We'll just work through the show. We have some technical difficulties here on my end. Not Frank. It's not Frank's fault for once. All right, so right before I think I cut out, we were talking about the devotional, which is in Psalms. And it's in Psalms 149. I'll read it again in case you didn't get it. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the meek with salvation. And that's what you do. When you read scripture, you do get stronger mentally, physically, emotionally. It's a good thing to have and read every day. It will just make you feel better. So mind the time, read your scripture, seek the Lord's face, that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, U.S. life expectancy is down again. This was a recap of 2017. All the stats are in, apparently. And according to the results, death rates rose for Alzheimer's disease and diabetes. Also, flu and pneumonia, they say, were the causes of death, according to the numbers that were posted by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So this was like a full year of data that they analyzed. And it's real important to know a more complete report you can find on their website. But they did calculate all the stats. And they found that, you know, death certificates that were filed last year are higher than the number of births we have. And also people are dying younger, especially in the middle-aged categories. So you know, and it's really, they're looking at these numbers and they're scratching their heads, and this is the third year in a row, mortality rates not looking good for the United States. Well, it's no mystery to me, really. Pharmaceutical drugs kill more people every year than war, car accidents, and natural causes put together. And then, what was it? It was just the other week, Frank, we were reading a stat report on the U.S. is far behind other nations with infant mortality. So, I mean, yeah, you jabbing these kids with all these vaccines, their poor immune systems can't handle it. So, people just need to step back and use some common sense, open their eyes. All right, also we're going to talk about in the quack report next up is there's a dog flu going around. Did you hear about this? Anybody out there a big dog lover? Contagious dog flu is infecting Brooklyn, New York. The New York veterinarian practice there, led by Dr. Yasmin Markakis, she says the strains are fairly new, so there's no natural immunity. Well, you're pumping these pets with more vaccines too. It's no surprise here. You're putting bird flu in your pets, okay? And it's mutating. You got H3N2 strain floating around, and this is what's going on. So dog flu symptoms would be coughing, obviously nasal discharge, sneezing, being tired, not wanting to eat, low energy level. Yes, usual flu stuff. And, of course, vets are pushing the flu shots for these pets. Oh, yeah. And it's probably got the viruses in them. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Hey, Frank, you ever see somebody yawn and then you want to yawn too and you tell them, stop that, you're making me yawn. Are yawns contagious? Would you say they're contagious, Frank? He's thinking, well, psychological experts at Texas A&M College of Medicine say the so-called contagious yawn is something of a quandary. They're very curious about that. Scientists thought that yawning was really just an indication that you needed more sleep or you were bored. But today they think that it may be a way of communicating, and also it's a shift in the body. When you yawn, you get more oxygen and it makes you more alert, so it may be a way that the body uses to get more oxygen to wake up. It's also done by stressed people or athletes. They use the yawn to help them be more alert before they do competing out there. So scientists really aren't sure specifically if yawns are contagious and why they may be when you see someone yawn. Some people think it's a communication. It's an expression of communication. Common sense will tell you yawns really indicate drowsiness, feeling tired, or just coming out of being asleep. Why do you got to super analyze a yawn? I don't know. And that wraps the quack report.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. Okay, we're going to talk about new patient complaints. And these are like young patients. These are kids. These are young adults. I mean, they should be, you know, really looking forward to life and, you know, got plans and they're just adventuresome and they're all excited. But, you know, it used to be that young patients really had few complaints, physical ailments. And if they did go to the doctor, it was usually for common colds, flu bugs, or maybe an injury. But today, young patients are seen for what was once the complaints of the middle-aged and elderly. So younger patients are seen for joint pain, blood pressure problems, and diabetes compared to just one generation ago. So this is not just a North America problem. This is global, and it's affecting people. Especially young females more than they are males. So some of these diseases are hitting the women harder. And we're going to get into that in a little bit here. So there's a list from a young adults. They have a list of complaints that they're seeing their doctors for. And the list of health complaints from these young adults has really added some serious chronic diseases to the list. And what was once complaints for things like allergies, skin, knees, runny noses, is really now internal medicine diseases. And it's kind of shocking that people under the age of 25 are struggling with the following diseases: diabetes, blood pressure, autoimmune disease, arthritis, vaccine side effects, hearing loss, skeletal problems, especially the cervical area, right at the neck area between your shoulder blades, usually from these kids carrying heavy book bags, looking down at their MP3s, iPods, tablets, and their cell phones, putting strain on that neck. Also, depression and anxiety, sleep deprivation, vision loss, computers, and this technology is causing a lot of nearsightedness, as well as headaches and cancer. Here is a quote from Dr. Bonnie Feldman. She's a digital health analyst, and she says, "These days, more and more young people are developing autoimmune diseases." And she actually had a list of these diseases, and, you know, we kind of lump them into a category, I guess, but you'll recognize some of them. So according to Dr. Feldman, there are many forms of autoimmune disease, and many young celebrities have these diseases, and they're canceling their concerts or their appointments and, appearances. So some health experts think the stem of this epidemic really lies within the vaccines. But here are some of the types of the autoimmune we kind of lump in one category. Type 1 diabetes is there. So this strikes when a person is young and makes the body unable to metabolize glucose. So it requires lifelong insulin injections and blood tests. And the risk of contracting other diseases is fivefold. Also, lupus is in this category. Approximately 5 million people worldwide have a type of lupus disease, and 90% are female. So there are many symptoms, including sensitivity to light, joint pain, kidney failure, recurrent relapses is common, and also with this disease, you know, they do have relapses. Crohn's disease is on the list. It's most often diagnosed by the time you're age 15 or so. And what it is, it's painful inflammation. It's a disorder of the digestive tract, and the condition is reversible, though, with diet. Also, multiple sclerosis made the list. It's a neurological disorder most common in young people, and symptoms are fatigue, weakness, numbness, vision loss, tremors, and depression. Psoriasis made the list, and there are 5 different types of psoriasis, and the symptoms tend to be red, scaly patches on the skin, and the condition usually peaks between the teen years and by the time you're 30. So I often find it's a milk allergy, to be honest. It's some sort of food allergy. Graves' disease or of the thyroid. The thyroid gland, when you have Graves' disease, overproduces the thyroid hormone, and it affects the metabolism, causing a lot of anxiety, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, insomnia, muscle weakness, rapid heartbeat, tremors, and nervousness. And lastly on this this autoimmune category of rheumatoid arthritis, about 1.5 million Americans have RA, which is inflamed joints and organs, and women are three times greater risk than men at developing RA. So women show signs of the disease usually by their 30s, and men maybe in their 60s. So you got to say, well, what does this mean to the future of society, all this disease, and early on? You know, if more children and young adults are suffering with more serious health problems early on, what does that mean for the future of society? So half of the world's population is under the age of 20, and healthier adolescents and young adults are better able to contribute to their communities. So more than ever before, young people are facing more pressure, and they're having difficulty coping. So children in public schools are really under assault daily by the liberal curriculum, and also those that want to inflict threats of physical harm. So children especially don't feel in control of their lives, and they're overwhelmed. And by the time they graduate from high school, they find they're ill-equipped to support themselves. Yeah, they, you know, if you don't have an opportunity to go for higher education, what do they do? Well, let's look at the picture of health, because the United Nations admits, this is what they say, quote, "World problems and the new emerging diseases contribute to the decline of healthy youth." Did you notice that? New emerging diseases. Who's emerging them? That's the question. So despite national and international policy, the world is less fit for children, according to the 27th special session of the General Assembly on Children. So there is more mental illness in society than ever before, and the current position from world nations is to look to government and fix the problems, you know. So that's what they want. They want policies in place. Government's not a nanny. They're not going to be your nanny. They're not going to be there for you. They're not your parent. So will more policy and programs ever fix what appears to be really problems rooted in moral decay in society? It won't. Policies won't fix that. Well, let's look at the stats from the WHO, the World Health Organization. They released some statistics that would actually have any person concerned. So here is what they reported. Approximately 1.2 million adolescents died in 2015, and 3,000 plus each day from preventable causes, they said. They also said, other than car accidents and drowning, the other causes of death were respiratory infections, suicide, and diarrhea. And lastly, half of the mental health disorders start at age 14, and most are undetected or treated. So you've got a lot of young people where their health, physical and emotional health, mental health is in jeopardy. You know, this is not something to be proud of. You know, we're supposed to be looking after our youth. So the WHO actually listed many of the behaviors or activities adolescents are engaging in and jeopardizing their health. And younger children, ages 9 to 12, are also engaging in these types of behaviors such as alcohol, tobacco, sedentary lifestyle, unprotected sex, and violence. So how do you suppose they're going to build a life on that? One thing the health experts do agree on is the children are not being taught life skills. So children are deficient in receiving psychological and social support in the public schools, in their communities, or in the home. Therefore, children will have weak ties and their mental health suffers. So what is more evident by the year, really, is the inability for children to make decisions, solve problems, plan for the future, manage money, have good communication skills, the ability to spell or do basic math, show respect, and have real meaningful relationships. Now, that list right there should really give you goosebumps, and not the fun kind either. That should really say, you know, society's in a whole lot of trouble with just that list. Because we've got kids that aren't mentally fit. See? So basic principles are really the rock foundation of healthy life. society is really missing the basic principles for physical and mental health, and that is having a close relationship with God and living a clean lifestyle. So I believe that a majority of the solutions to man's problems can be found within the pages of the Bible. It's the best-selling book, it's been on the best-selling list, and it is truly a book that offers its readers strength, hope, and peace. So when you are reading the Holy Bible, you will also notice God has promises that his medicinal plants offer health. So from Genesis to Revelation, you're going to read about these healing promises. Now, apothecary herbs, they offer a lot of organic whole food herb formulas, and you can purge toxins and refortify the body with a lot of organic nutrition. And really, it's the safest way to help the body restore itself. So if you want to call now, get a free catalog, and you know, check that off your list before the holiday weekend, and you'll find out how powerful you can be. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, their website, if you want to look on there, is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where healthcare options just became endless. And, by the way, they are having a Memorial Day sale. So now through the 29th, that would be next Tuesday, you can save 20% on orders of $50 or more. So it's automatic on their website. If you want to shop there, you'll get the discount automatically. If you want the discount on a phone order, just say so, and you'll get that as well. So if you got a catalog already with an order form, you got it already filled out, just make sure you get it postmarked by the 29th for the discount to apply. And you could just subtract the 20% when you mail that in, you just subtract it. So get healthy and enjoy your holiday and know the Creator cares about your health. He's given you tools. He's given you information. He's given you opportunity to reverse diseases, which, you know, medicine seems to struggle with. All right. We got a couple of minutes here before we got to do our break thing. And, we're gonna talk about something that's really good for you. Something that's really good. You don't have it on your grocery list. I guarantee you, you don't. Right? You do not. And this particular item is so good that cattle eat it all the time. And you'd probably say, well, I'm not eating what a cow eats. Well, I have often mentioned that man has observed what animals eat to find what foods are safe to eat and what herbs are unsafe to eat. Usually when they're unsafe, you know, the animals avoid them. Now, alfalfa is a food that animals love to eat, horses and cows and so forth. It is indigenous to the Middle East and Asia, but it has been traced. It has origins in America and Armenia, where they, typically feed thoroughbred horses because it is it has a lot of healing properties in it. And you're saying, well, maybe I can tap into them healing properties. Mm-hmm. So the Arabs call alfalfa alfakfa, and it is known for, if you translate, it's called the father of all herbs. So they fed alfalfa to their horses, and it makes them swift and strong. So by the 16th century, alfalfa had made its way to England, and in 1736, the British brought alfalfa to North America during the establishment of the colonies. However, it was the Spanish that introduced alfalfa to the people of the Great Plains as the they used it as a forage crop. So the Chinese discovered a few of alfalfa's nutritional and medicinal benefits inside, and the Chinese people, after observing that cattle loved to eat alfalfa, they investigated this blue-green leafy plant with the yellow flowers on it. So initially, Chinese, they included alfalfa in a lot of vegetable dishes, and they used alfalfa sprouts as a food, and later they discovered it was wonderful for kidney and digestive health. It was an aid. So people of Colombia actually used alfalfa to treat coughs, you know, conditions. So now there were some early discoveries about alfalfa. The British herbalist John Gerard used alfalfa for stomach upset in 1597, And they didn't know why alfalfa works so well to heal digestive problems. So if you got, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, any of those inflammatory bowel issues, hey, you may want some alfalfa. So they really didn't know, but it wasn't until much later that a biologist by the name of Frank Bowyer, he discovered alfalfa contained 8 amino acids. So our body needs amino acids to help convert proteins for energy in our cells. So if you're feeling fatigue and have no energy, maybe you need a little alfalfa in your diet. So a lot of people think it's something else, but hey, what's it going to cost you to throw a little alfalfa in a smoothie, right? All right, so 22 amino acids. Now, without these amino acids, you can't grow, you can't repair cells, and you can't maintain health. So they're real important amino acids. And our body can actually manufacture its own 11 of the 22 amino acids, but the rest have to be added into the body. The body can't manufacture them. So some come in our foods, and we got to add them to the diet. So if you can't get enough amino acids in foods, your body then begins to break down muscle tissue and uses it for protein. So unless you replace your amino acids in your diet, you're not going to build muscle mass despite increasing your exercise regimen. That's what a lot of, you know, bodybuilders find out, real, and they go for those protein shakes and stuff. All they needed was a little alfalfa, for real. I know, got to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the nutritional benefits and how you can utilize alfalfa to the umpth degree and be well out there. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Hey, we're back.
Lord,
here on
make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mind.
And we're talking about some herbs that are going to make you feel magnificent. That's right. Right before the break, we were talking about how animals like cows and horses like alfalfa and why we can utilize what's the nutrition, the amino acid nutrition, and we can feel amazing. It has a lot of uses. Alfalfa contains 4 times the vitamin C of, let's say, orange juice or citruses. It also has 1.5 more times more protein than whole grains, with only half the carbohydrates found in your grains. And we can't forget alfalfa also contains some rich chlorophyll, which is an alkaline action, and it also makes it easy to digest your foods. So alfalfa, since it has chlorophyll, it tends to sweeten your breath from the stomach upward. It also contains vitamin A, B, D, E, G, and K. So alfalfa has this uncanny balance of calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, chlorine, sodium, potassium, and silicon, and not to mention boron. So what the big deal is these nutrients in alfalfa is they are balanced to help assist various organs of your body. So the chemistry was done by the creator, see. Now, the Chinese noticed this in alfalfa, and it helps the elderly be more resistant to infections and sicknesses and illness. So, you know, you just throw some alfalfa in a smoothie, and you're good. Now, alfalfa, if we're going to go on the record, alfalfa has been known to help with the following diseases: bladder inflammation, dropsy or fluid retention, heart disease, sinusitis, lung disorders, various digestive problems, arthritis, hair problems, high blood pressure, to name just a few. So for the record, the Spanish charged the name of alfalfa. They took it from the Arab. And so I'm so glad to, you know, because it doesn't produce a lot of phlegm in your throat trying to pronounce it. You know, alfalfa is the Arab term, but alfalfa is easy for us to say. So after the Civil War, alfalfa fell from common use and really didn't regain its popularity to the 70s. They were using it as a salad ingredient out on the West Coast. So let's look at what else alfalfa can do for you. It will stimulate appetite, so it's good for people that don't have much of an appetite or an eating disorder. However, the scientific data on alfalfa puts the herb in heart and cancer healing categories as well. Some of the research even suggests it's beneficial for stroke patients. So according to animal studies using alfalfa, they said it helps reduce cholesterol and decreases plaque deposits in the arteries and veins. Now, there was a study that distinguished between alfalfa herb and alfalfa sprout, finding that the sprouts also had similar action, but not as powerful as the herb. Now, the British medical journal Lancet published a study using alfalfa in human patients, and they said similar results were also found in the animal studies as the human ones. So they weren't really prepared to discover that alfalfa worked better in humans than they did in animals who ate large amounts of alfalfa. So animals eat a ton of it, and we don't have to eat a ton of it to get benefit. Another study reported that alfalfa neutralized intestinal cancer. Journal of the National Cancer Institute published some findings that alfalfa also binds to carcinogens in the colon and helps the body eliminate the cancer. Another study showed alfalfa kills fungi. Also, take note that alfalfa seeds contain a more potent concentration of the chemical amino acids and can be more toxic if you have it in large amounts, so avoid the seeds. I prefer to use alfalfa herb. Also, if you're pregnant and nursing, women should avoid alfalfa seeds. And the herb, maybe, because it may promote the likelihood of a miscarriage, so pregnant women shouldn't have it. Now, pioneer women used alfalfa herb to stimulate their menstruational cycles. However, alfalfa is not an effective contraceptive, and it's on the FDA's GRAS list, so it's generally recognized as safe. And part of what makes alfalfa so rich in nutrition is the root system goes really deep into the soil and absorbs a lot of the vitamins and nutrients there. So if you get organic alfalfa, it's even better because it doesn't have the glyphosate killing it, so it blocks absorption. So I'm not suggesting that you go find a pasture and go graze. I'm not suggesting that. Most alfalfa, you know, can be found. It kind of tastes like chamomile if you're eating it. Unless you are pregnant or nursing or have autoimmune diseases, alfalfa is very rich in nutrition and medicinal herb that you would want to tap into. So we live in times where, you know, we have to think about investing and investigating, actually, a lot of things that would better protect our health. So what we do at Apothecary Herbs, we include the alfalfa in the Body Foundation food mix, and it's a powdered organic whole food plant mix that you just take, you know, a teaspoon and put it in juice or water or a smoothie, and you pretty much cover your protein, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals for the day. So if you get a ton of bottles, a lot of people do have all of these vitamin bottles, you can pretty much replace a bunch of them with this one item. And it's one of the most popular products that they make, and they're always making this product. because they sell a lot of it. So if you want to check it out, it's thepowerherbs.com, and you want to click on the energy booster tab because it will give you lots of energy. It's in two sizes. They have it in the 16-ounce, which is a month's supply, and they have it in the 32-ounce. So check that out when you can, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. Right now you can get either size at 20% off, and check that out. I got some millennial kids that, you know, still live at home, and they like to do hot yoga and then come home and throw the body food mix in a frozen smoothie. They freeze fruit, add some coconut milk, and throw the body food mix in, and they feel amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, so we're going to move along as we got a little time here. We're going to be talking about what scientists are looking into chemicals to help turn back the clock, make you look more youthful, and kind of reverse the aging thing, you know. So they've been working on this a while, and one could speculate that if such a drug ever was, you know, sold on the market, it would produce a lot of claims that maybe should be highly scrutinized. But that doesn't seem to be the case these days, because everything seems to be on the market and very few people check into it. Now, according to the Huffington Post, they had an article and also Good Housekeeping had one on age-related products that the cosmetic industry actually sells a ton of, $80 billion worth each year. So new research, though, has come out on the telomeres, the length of your telomere cells. It's a genetic code, and science thinks that the length of the telomere affects your longevity. So science is really looking at a way to manipulate those telomeres and to, you know, turn back the clock. So there is a lot of research. It's called nicotinamide anandine diclonide, and we're told that these are enzyme compounds that are in your living cells, and they have a lot of phosphate groups in there and natural antioxidants, and they say it tends to help balance the system and slow down aging. So they're looking at that, and they're looking at your telomeres. So we're going to look into all this real quick and see what we can find. Now, they call it the phosphate phenomenon. Because living things in nature, whether it's plants, animals, or humans, y'all need these elements, these minerals, and phosphate's one of them. Science is learning how important phosphate is. And when we look at natural sources that have phosphate, you also find high levels of iron and calcium with it. Now, that can't be by mistake. So those who can't tolerate high levels of iron need to avoid a lot of phosphate supplements. So there are some medicinal conditions like genetic disorders in which iron can accumulate and then overload a system, and some symptoms would be things like diabetes, cirrhosis of the liver, arthritis, testicular failure, skin discoloration, bone pain. So there's a lot of things that could indicate that. So this condition is more common in people, though, that have a Celtic heritage. Those from the British, Scandinavian origins, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Cornish, that kind of area, roughly 1% are going to develop this iron overload problem, and it's called HHC. It's hereditary, apparently. So why phosphate? Well, phosphate is a non-metal nutrient, but it's an energy nutrient. It's negatively charged. It's a negatively charged ion to combine with, you know, other metals in an organic state and other acids as well. And it helps support a lot of chemical reactions inside the body. So phosphate and calcium together make up a majority of your skeletal system. So if you take any B vitamins, it is only effective when phosphate's present. Now, phosphate likes to combine with four oxygen atoms to form this phosphate ion. And phosphate is also a major part of the coenzyme anazine, and you find it in your blood system and in your cells, and it tends to act like an energy catalyst. So you're going to find phosphate in foods. Likely there'll be phosphate you'll be phosphate deficient if you're eating a lot of commonly, conventionally grown foods. You got to go clean and organic if you want to get your phosphates in there and other nutrients, because the glyphosate is blocking the absorption of them from the soil. So you can max out your phosphate absorption with vitamin D and calcium. So you want to avoid things like soft drinks. They tend to deplete your calcium and create bone loss. Plants also like to store large amounts of phosphate in order for them to reproduce. And so phosphate really is essential to transfer energy throughout the plants, and also it's in the same importance for us throughout our body. So you got some herbs now that tend to be high in phosphate. So when you get a high phosphate reading, it'll be like 600 to 1,000 mg. So herbs with high phosphate will have roughly 320 to 600 mg. Anything below that is going to be more average to low. So very high phosphate herbs are going to be things like peppermint, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel seed. Okay, so those are going to be real high. And phosphate's real good for joints, apparently. If you got joint damage, joint problems, I like to tap into a lot of these phosphate-rich herbs to help tired, popping, swollen, weak joints. They need a little TLC. So sometimes the calcium supplements are not enough, and you have to add more phosphate herbs to, you know, for extra energy to speed up the process and rebuild the tissues. So peppermint's nice. It also has an analgesic effect, so you like that. It will block pain without really disturbing central nervous system. And also peppermint reduces inflammation and a lot of swelling. You can also, if you don't like peppermint, if it's too menthol for you, a lot of people with acid reflux can't tolerate it very well, then you can use willow bark and meadow sweet for the anti-inflammatory action. So peppermint is really great. You can use it to replace narcotics a lot of times. So you could try that. Now, if there is fluid on the joint, I'd like to add some lobelia herb. It helps reduce the edema, the fluid buildup. So you can try that. It works like a diuretic, if you will. So you don't want to use lobelia if you are taking prescribed diuretics. Also, phosphate's really helpful if you're trying to lose weight. Now, this time of year, I think a lot of people are. We're coming into the summer months. And I like to use these phosphate herbs like peppermint, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel. But interestingly, the first three, your peppermint, milk thistle, and Siberian, can also help you lose a little extra weight. So if you add a little dandelion root, you can also maximize your weight loss effect. So it helps you, your metabolism, dump more of the unwanted fat. Now, peppermint is going to improve your digestion as well, and it will stimulate circulation, reduces a lot of bloating, and it will help control appetite. Another one that I like to use is gentian root. It helps prevent overeating. If you tend to do that, you can take your gentian root about a half hour before you eat, and you will not overeat, and it improves digestion. It helps move food out of the stomach faster. So if you have that acid reflux GERD thing going on, then you may want to check out some gentian root and help yourself out. All right, so peppermint root, and then fennel seed. I like it because it curbs and reduces gas and bloating. It also curbs the hungry feeling too. So that's what they used to use when they fasted. You know, in the old days, they would use some fennel seed. They would just kind of chew on it a little bit in their mouth, and it helped. The oils in the fennel helped get rid of the hunger pains. So because a lot of times when you look at some of these herbs, they stimulate your digestive organs, like your pancreas, for instance. It helps it secrete things and improves transit time and digestion and helps balance floras and things like that. Milk thistle. Now, milk thistle, I love it. It's one of those herbs I love for the liver. It has a lot of antioxidants, regenerates the liver cells quickly, and it improves your organs' ability to cleanse and cleanse itself of blood fats and carry more energy through the system. So milk thistle is really a nice antioxidant, has a lot of phosphorus, oxygen ions in it to help balance and even prevent those free radicals. Now, Siberian ginseng, excellent to help balance blood pressure, blood sugars. and give the body stamina. I love ginseng, whether Siberian or American, coming off a long convalescence. So if you've just been in the hospital, I think some ginseng might be in order. So ginseng's excellent. It has a lot of adaptogens in it. It helps remove a lot of cellular stress from the system and help the immune system deliver more immune system cells where needed and carry more oxygen through the body. So it really is an enhancement type of herb. In the Asian continents, they call any ginseng a panacea because it has so many wonderful benefits. It almost did everything. So your body can tap into the nutrition in your ginseng. Now, dandelion root is great for gout and rheumatism. It recently was found to have some cancer-killing ability from Windsor Medical University out in Quebec, Canada. It reduces inflammation. It provides a lot of it creates more of an alkaline environment in the system. But you want to avoid dandelion if you do have an allergy to ragweed. So if you tend to have those sensitivities, you might have a problem with that herb. So obviously phosphates in your plants are going to help preserve your body function and help you look longer. And you don't have to go under the knife, and you don't have to spend a lot of money on creams and things, which have a bunch of parabens in them, really encourage more wrinkles. So natural foods always should be the first choice, very adequate to use. Definitely stay away from the corporate farming of such plants. You want to get something like a Tilth standard organic herb, so no chemicals or fertilizers are used on the plant. And it's going to be a clean herb. It's what I call a clean herb. And when you have no chemicals like that on your plants, it definitely is healthier for your nervous system as well. So a lot of supplements out there on the market, so you want to do your homework. So you definitely want to check and see. A lot of people just don't read their labels. They just assume. Don't assume anything. You know, don't assume. When you read your labels, if they read like a bunch of isolated chemicals, then they're synthetics. And really, synthetic supplements, I've heard a lot of clinicians say synthetic supplements are like drugs. They are isolated. They don't have buffer alkaloids. They don't have anything with them chemically balanced so that the body can use it. So a lot of times when you use, you know, supplements like that, you're depleting your system rather than fortifying it, because the body will struggle to fit the missing elements, and you'll take from your nutritional stores to do that. So, and after a while, you won't get any benefit from that supplement. So try to do whole foods. So when you read your labels, instead of, you know, citric acid, vitamin C, see if it says vitamin C from rose hips. You know, what does it derive from? A natural source, rose hips, a lot of vitamin C. Citric acid, you could get that from China, and it's not really that great. So you definitely want to read your labels. We do have a 9-question sheet that's very helpful for folks. I haven't mentioned it in forever, and I should. If you go to the powerherbs.com website and click on the About Us page, halfway down, you'll see the 9-question sheet, and you can download that, and I think it's a PDF file. And this is just, you know, informative things to get you start thinking about the quality of the supplements you're looking at. And so whether you buy from Apothecary Herbs or not, you do want to be a savvy consumer and bring something home that's going to be beneficial and worthy of your hard-earned money. So, and people say, well, you know, what makes you so different? Well, we're professional strength liquids and powders, and basically the less you do to what God created, the better it is. And when you process an overprocess and you produce heat in the process, you change your herbs and your supplements and your nutritional elements chemically. So those changes make a big difference. So we naturally age, and then we cold press our herb formulas here, and it's a big difference. This is what people say. It's a game changer when they see the difference. The action is different. The body can grab onto it better, because nothing was stripped away. There was no isolation of the elements at all. And so the powerherbs.com, that's where you're going to get your professional strength herbal formulas. If you don't have the internet, do not worry. There is a hard copy product catalog that can be mailed to you free of charge. All you got to do is call If you're calling after hours, you can leave your information on their catalog hotline, and they'll send you a catalog in the mail, and you can check it out that way. So the number to call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on the website, don't forget, if you want to be empowered each and every week through your email, you can sign up for their free online newsletters. There's a couple of them there. You click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and the American Survival, it goes out on Tuesdays, and you'll get a lot of health information in there, a lot of natural therapy stuff, and you also get gold and silver updates, a lot of financial review things, you know, on the market. And the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading kind of write a segment there. So they do a great job, so you can check that out. And then the Health Quest newsletter goes out on Fridays, and it's strictly just natural therapy stuff. So it's information to empower you, and it's free. You just can check out for free. You put that in your cart with a free product catalog and check out for free, and we'll add you to the newsletter list and mail you out a catalog. So thepowerherbs.com. Also under the Books and Newsletters tab, you will find the Power Herbs ebook. Now, this is an electronic book. It's not a hard copy, and you will find that in a couple of formats. You'll find that in a PDF. You'll find that in iPad and Kindle. And it's a 400-page book, roughly 400 pages. And it has an herb symptom reference guide in it and some other things. And it's just $14.99. So you can download it to save it to your devices and be empowered. That's what it's about. Empowerment. Everybody wants to be empowered. They feel better. They feel more in control of their life. And they should. And you should. And God wants to help you with herbs that are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So he gets the credit all the time, every day. All right, I'm out of time. I'll be back next week. Have a good holiday and be safe out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.